بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we are living through some difficult times. There is no doubt about this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them easier. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to navigate these times. But these are difficult times. And sometimes you hear people complaining and saying, oh, these are times are so difficult and this and this and work from home and all that. So I want to remind myself and you of the dua which we make in every salah, in every rakat, which is the ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is a rukun of the salah, we know. So we have to pray recite it in every rakat. And the ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the dua, what is it? Ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim. O Allah, guide us to the path of steadfastness. Path of steadfastness, istiqamat. Now, what is steadfastness? Now, first and foremost, we should see this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have asked us or taught us to say anything. The simplest thing was, Rabbana atina al-Jannah. Khalas. We began the surah with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then we praised and glorified and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And then we glorified Him and said ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then we reminded ourselves that He is the Maliki of Deen. And then we reiterated and reinforced our connection with Him. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. And then we are making dua. So the simplest thing was, Rabbana atina jannah. Khalas. Give jannah. But Allah did not tell us to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the dua Allah taught us? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, guide us to the path of steadfastness. Now, what is the meaning of saying guide us to the path? If you ask somebody, what is the way to the masjid? And the person says, okay, this is the way. Go through here, straight, this road. Will you get to the masjid just by looking at it? No. You have to walk. Right? The idea of guiding or asking for guidance to a path means you are saying, I have the intention of walking on this path. Please show me the path. Right? There's no sense. I mean, if you simply say, show me the path, that is the path. Oh, okay. All right. Leave it. Then why do you ask? Why did you ask? You ask because you want to go. So when I'm saying, show me the way, the understood meaning is, show me the way because I want to go. Number one. Number two, and this is the beauty of Islam. Islam is a deen of action. It's not a deen of just knowing something. Right? If I know something, I have to do it. This is the whole principle of Islam. You know something, you do it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I know that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what should I do? I worship Allah. Yes? I cannot say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And then at the time of salah, I am not praying. Then what is the meaning of ashhadu la ilaha illallah? The salah is the physical outward manifestation of the kalima tayyibah. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The outward the physical manifestation is salah. I worship Allah because there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And the fact that I follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is proven by the way I worship Allah. How do I worship Allah? Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. I worship Allah the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam worshiped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in my own way. I don't invent the way. I don't decide, no, you are, I think I am going to worship Allah like this. No. I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam worshiped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the whole essence of Islam. It's the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the method of obedience is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, the istiqamah, one meaning understood is that I'm asking for steadfastness, meaning I want to walk on this path. Second thing, why steadfastness? What is steadfastness? Steadfastness is to be firm, is to be established, it is to be grounded. Yes? What is the difference between a tree in a greenhouse and a tree in a very exposed, windy place. I was in Yemen. I was not Yemen, in Oman, in Salalah, and I was going driving somewhere. They were taking me to the tomb and the Masjid of Ayyub alayhi salam. It is there in Oman. So we were going to this place, and I saw a tree which was right on the cliff, and this tree was. It was a very gnarled, very heavy, thick trunk, but not many leaves and not very tall. But you could see that this was an enormously strong tree because it was in an exposed place. Obviously, it was, you know, constantly being exposed to gales and so on. And the roots have gone deep inside. And this is a very dry, that place is like a desert. But the tree doesn't die because it is somewhere deep down, God knows how many miles. It is actually, the roots are in the subterranean water. Now, if you take a greenhouse tree, looks very nice, lush vegetation, it will grow straight and so on. But you remove the greenhouse, one strong wind and that tree is flat. Because there are no roots. The roots are very shallow. Why are the roots shallow? Because the tree is not exposed to any tension. The tree is not exposed to any adverse forces. There is no wind inside the greenhouse. Atmosphere is controlled, temperature is controlled, moisture is controlled, everything is controlled. So it is not exposed to any difficulty. But the tree which is outside, it is seeing life as it is. And it is fighting against this life. And it is rooted down deep. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us to ask for Sirat al-Mustaqim? So that we become strong. We become strong. We become powerful. We become able to resist things. Not simply crying and moaning and complaining. We become strong. Let anything happen. Alhamdulillah, we will stand firm. And when we do, how do we do that? By being rooted. What is the meaning of being rooted in Islam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ibrahim, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ ثَابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the mu'mineen firm with the قَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. With the word of truth, with the word of, which is the kalima, أَشْهَدُ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So in the face of difficulties, what do we say? We say, أَشْهَدُ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We say, Alhamdulillah, my Rabb is with me. Let the difficulty come. There is no difficulty which is more difficult than what Allah can solve. There is no difficulty which is greater than the Qudrat of Allah. There is no difficulty which, there is no illness for which there is no cure with Allah. Yes? So, Alhamdulillah, we take precautions and that's what the tree does. The roots go down. So, it doesn't mean we don't work anything. I said, Sirat al-Mustaqim, we have to walk. So, we will walk. We will walk, we will make effort, we will do what we need to do, we will plan, we will have emergency plan, contingency plan, everything. But we will not give up hope, we will not despair, we will not go into depression, we will not complain, we will not moan and groan and cry. We say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say this all the time, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Oh Allah, I thank you and I praise you in any condition. Because every condition reminds, that's why the Hadith of Rasulullah, he said, how beautiful is the state of the mu'min, of the Muslim, of the believer, that when he has plenty, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah rewards him. And when he has little, he has sabr, he doesn't complain, so Allah rewards him. So in both situations, whether there is difficulty or there is ease, the believer is somebody who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. So we ask for this Sirat al-Mustaqim, so Allah makes us strong, inshallah. So that we can become strong. We say, Alhamdulillah. That doesn't mean we are asking for difficulties. No, we are asking for istiqamat. We are not asking for difficulties. We ask Allah for ease. Alhamdulillah. Always we ask Allah, like, please take away this disease, take away this pandemic, take away the difficulties, take away the masaib on the Muslimin. Right? We ask Allah for relief. But we ask for istiqamah, we ask for firmness. We will not turn. If somebody is opposed to us, we will not turn our backs. We will not run away. We will face, we will stand there. We will say what needs to be said. We will speak the truth, no matter how powerful the opposition is. We will not mince words. We will not skirt around the thing. We will say what needs to be said. Doesn't matter who is there. Say it nicely, say it diplomatically. I'm not saying, you know, curse somebody, no. But we will not hide the truth. We will speak the truth clearly without any apology. And we will be firm, we will be truthful, we will not oppress anybody, and we will not allow anyone to oppress us. This is the meaning of steadfastness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. We ask Allah for the path of the people He rewarded and blessed, and protection from the path of those who incurred His anger and who were misguided. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك ارحم الراحمين.